The king has spoken. The orders have been given. Feed the hungry. Give drink to the thirsty. Welcome the stranger. Clothe the naked. Care for the ill. Visit the imprisoned. Do this, and we will inherit the kingdom prepared for us from the foundation of the world. These are the orders from our king. At first glance, they appear pretty straightforward, which does not make them any easier. How many of us visit the imprisoned on a regular basis? But a closer glance at them reveals a greater depth, which both complicates and simplifies these orders from our king. And I'd like to go through each one of them. So how do we fulfill the command to feed the hungry and give drink to the thirsty? This all depends, I suppose, on what kind of hunger and thirst that we encounter. For as we know, we can hunger and thirst for more than just physical food and drink, although that is one important way to fulfill our Lord's command. But hunger and thirst come in many forms, and so we must feed and give drink to the hunger and thirst that we encounter. With each person that's in front of us, we must be listening to the hunger and thirst that is on their heart. The child who is hungry for the love and attention that cannot be fulfilled through television and phones. Our coworkers who hunger for validation in their work. Husbands and wives who hunger for signs of affection from their spouse. People who thirst for understanding and a listening ear. A thirst for patience in a fast-moving world. A vast hunger and thirst exist in us and the people around us, far beyond the physical, and we have been ordered to feed and provide drink for it by order of the king. We have been ordered with welcoming the stranger, which goes far beyond a warm smile and a word of welcome, as important as that is. But what if we saw welcoming as inviting as well? Inviting new faces to our well-established gatherings, or perhaps inviting old faces to a deeper relationship to Christ, of whom they may be strangers to Mass perhaps, or to a small group. In a world where technology is increasingly becoming our way of connection, it is also becoming easy to become disconnected with the person right in front of us. Perhaps the stranger is in our very own home, spouses and children who do not feel as if they know each other anymore, to invite them to something which will reconnect each other to one another. A vast loneliness exists out there, just waiting for an invitation to community to no longer be a stranger. We have been tasked with clothing the naked. Oddly enough, in a country with an abundance of material goods, people seem to wear less and less of such material each passing day. And so, as parents, how are we teaching our children by word and example how to dress modestly, to respect the dignity of the human body? Do we clothe ourselves from the opinion of the world and its unattainable standards for beauty? Men, are we clothing the naked in our mind's eye, having custody of our gaze, and clothing women with purity, even if they're not doing so themselves? Do we support in any way, through money or clicks, the pandemic, the victimizing, the abuse of men and women found on the internet? I think you know what I'm speaking of. Today, especially in our country, clothing the naked is far-reaching, and a vast chill of nakedness, as Adam and Eve first felt, still exists in us physically and spiritually, and we have been ordered to warmly clothe them by order of the king. We have been tasked with caring for the ill. Now, obviously, this is first understood physically, but how about the spiritually ill? Those who are sick without the medicine of faith, who have been away from Christ, the divine physician. We must care for them as well, which means being willing to turn to prayer with people when they share their burdens with us, or gently tell them the truth when no one else is. For which one of us would not give medicine to the physically ill, or warn them of the habits they have which are making them sick? We do all of this out of love for them. There are many illnesses in the people around us, and we have been charged to care for them by order of the king. We have been tasked to visit the imprisoned, and prison can take many forms today as well. For if you were to accompany me to some of the nursing homes in the area, you would find the treatment of the residents there quite shocking. Elderly in retirement homes or even their own home can be prison-like. Taking time out of our busy schedule to visit brings light and a hope that they have not been forgotten. And what better way to exercise our freedom than to visit those who have had theirs restricted? As you can hear, these commands from our King are far-reaching, which both makes them easier because we can do this in our daily life, but that also makes it more difficult to follow. Regardless of this, though, the command remains the same, and it is the last command that Christ gives to us before we begin the new liturgical year in Advent next week. This command to feed the hungry, give drink to the thirsty, welcome the stranger, clothe the naked, care for the ill, visit the imprisoned. These are our orders. Carry them out, and we will inherit the kingdom prepared for us from the foundation of the world.